Now it's time for something we do every Monday at this time, Mondays with the Mayor, and with us this morning is Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Good morning. Then John, how was your weekend?
Fine, thank you. How was yours?
It was fantastic. Had the opportunity to go out to McConnell Air Force Base to meet the commander, and the new city manager also did that on Friday. On Saturday, had the opportunity to attend the Sedgwick County Association of Cities, had a facilities tour of USD 259 at my alma mater of Truesdell, and then went to North High School, had the Johnson reception party, the Three Kings Day over at the Sedgwick County Extension Office, and then got to learn about Untamed Athletes, a nonprofit here in town. And then yesterday, what a great Shocker win.
Yes. Yep. Ted was there, and they stepped up. They kind of distinguished themselves. Hopefully they'll keep that trend going. I saw actually a good news story, as a matter of fact, last week. 10 homeless seniors moved into Wichita apartments, which is a step in the right direction. So we want to start seeing more of, right?
Absolutely. So as you know, the city has a new emergency winter shelter over at 9th and Main Street called Second Light, and anyone is able to go there. Right now is the winter months. They are not turning people away, so go to that shelter. But when you're there, this is not just a shelter. It's also services. And so housing goes out there multiple times a week and connects with individuals to try to get them into housing. And very great news that 10 individuals were able to get housing just last week, who are our elderly folks.
I saw again that it's that time of year where Sedgwick County, the city of Wichita, and Wichita Public Schools are looking for the 2026 Public Service Awards recipients. It's another program that folks who are, you know, looking to nominate someone, they can do that, correct?
Yes, please nominate any teacher, any Wichita or Sedgwick County staff member. This is a great opportunity to highlight the public servants who have chosen a path to serve our community. And so, again, the deadline is not until a few weeks from now. So start thinking about those great individuals and nominate them.
Mondays with the Mayor this morning, and of course, we're coming up in March. We got that sales tax, potential sales tax vote, and the people will be deciding on that. But turns out some of these polling locations are not going to be available, and that affects more than 20,000 voters. Did anyone see this problem coming?
We learned about this on Friday morning, and I was very immediate to say that this needs to be shared with the entire community. So the communications department sent that information out, trying to get ahead of letting people know where those polling locations will be. Again, this is something that doesn't occur often, but again, we want to make sure that information gets provided to individuals as soon as possible.
There's 26,000 voters that are affected by this. Is this, I know that folks are, you know, it's a chance, particularly in District 1, there's a lot of folks that could be adversely affected by this. Does it a chance that this impacts or even cancels the election?
So this is something that we've been discussing since Friday when we learned the news. Number one, we want to make sure that when we get information, we give it out to the community as soon as possible. Number two, when there is information that affects especially voting locations, that communication is key. And the council member who represents that district will be responsible also with communicating with those members. The churches that were unable to open up during the March 3rd date have reasonings because their schedules do fill up rather quick. And so there will be opportunities for people to know where their new polling location is located.
Got a busy agenda for this week. What's up on the agenda this week?
So it's a pretty light agenda. As you know, today we're going to swear in a new council member and re-swear in two others. And so tomorrow is going to be also an opportunity to swear in a new vice mayor. So the agenda packet actually is pretty light compared to when I got sworn
yes.
in 2 years ago.
It was busy then for you, I remember.
Yeah, so this one is pretty light. There are really just a couple of things. Number one, there will be a vote on whether or not to approve $1.79 million for park improvements. The city maintains over 200 athletic fields, over 130 athletic courts, and 88 playgrounds. So this is going to just take care of several of the ones that are high on the priority list in the capital improvement program. So again, $1.79 million in improvements to parks. And then we'll be talking about the Wichita Sedgwick County Emergency Communications Advisory Board, which was formed back in 1977. It's just some amendments to that partnership.
Well, Madam Mayor, we appreciate you joining us as always. On go ahead.
Your visit to Truesdale is, assume that your former locker is some sort of a shrine now, and there's maybe a plaque somewhere nearby?
If not, there should be.
No.
No?
But I love seeing Truesdale. I grew up in District Number 4, Southwest Wichita, and it's always great to see the improvements that are being made to the school. But at the same time, they were sharing with us just how many challenges they have with such a big building. If you've been to Truesdale, you know that they actually have two cafeterias because it's so spread out. So it's very interesting. But one last thing I wanted to share with you all. I have my mayor's briefings every Thursday morning at 10:45 a.m. at City Hall. And something that caught my eye was just the year-end numbers. So I'm just going to give you a few year-end numbers to give you perspective of what how the city works for the citizens of our community. Last year, out of the 911 calls for police, there were 234,700 calls compared to, in 2024, 164,000. So we had a major jump in the number of 911 calls for police help in 2025. The Wichita Fire Department had 62,000 incidents in 2025 versus 59,000 in 2024. And then one last bit of information. Last year, Public Works filled 81,000 potholes compared to 74,000 in 2024.
And you guys have had that. I know you've had some social media influencers actually going around and helping to identify potholes that needed to be filled, correct?
Yeah, and I think you're also a social influencer yourself. Everyone has a social influence that can help us share the information of filling potholes. We don't want people to be upset as they drive to work or school, and potholes can be filled within 24 to 48 hours. So get online or just get on that app and identify where those locations are.
Well, Madam Mayor, we appreciate you as always. We're always happy to have you join us here on Mondays with the Mayor. And again, if folks are interested in nominating someone for the Public Service Awards or connect with you, they can do so at wichita.gov, correct?
That is correct.
Lily, we appreciate you as always. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ted and John. Have a great week.
Thank you, Mayor. That is Mondays with the Mayor every Monday morning right here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. We do have a local business update on the way from editor Kirk Siminoff at the Wichita Business Journal. You will want to be here for that. It's always fantastic information. KNSS News Time, 745.